Tomorrow, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, the politician most associated with building settlements in the occupied territories, will ask his cabinet to formally approve a plan to dismantle some of them. The Knesset endorsed the plan earlier this week, but cabinet approval is the final parliamentary step in making the disengagement official. Mr. Sharon is expected to win Sunday's cabinet vote, despite grave doubts held by several in his own party. NPR's Robert Siegel joins us from Jerusalem. Robert, thanks for being with us.
Hello, Scott.
And former Prime Minister Netanyahu is among the many in Mr. Sharon's own Likud party who don't want the withdrawal of Israeli settlements from the Gaza Strip or the four settlements in the West Bank. How is Prime Minister Sharon managing to win the day?
I think the answer is very skillfully. Late last year, Ariel Sharon, who is the leader of the Likud party, the conservative party of Israel, took the opposition center-left Labor Party into the government, created a very broad coalition, and he can depend on those Laborites to support him, whatever his own party does. That gives him power. This week, he sweetened the deal a bit. He offered some political cover to those on his right, by saying that at the same time as approving the disengagement plan, the cabinet can also approve a new course for the security barrier, the wall, the fence that Israel is building between Israel and the West Bank. It will now include a block of settlements south of Bethlehem, and that would be a pro-settlement move that would satisfy some of his detractors. And the bottom line is that the idea of disengaging from Gaza has a lot of Israeli public support behind it. Public opinion here counts for a lot.
What's the significance of the announcement by the Israeli government that the army will no longer demolish the homes of Palestinians that were implicated in terrorist activities?
Yeah. Over the years, Israel demolished more than 2,000 homes. They've frequently been criticized for it by human rights groups. They say it's a form of collective punishment. One man plants a bomb, his entire family loses their home. It's one of the steps Israel is doing now to show that they're reciprocating for the Palestinian Authority, demonstrating an effort to control the armed factions there. The Palestinians welcome all this, as well as the return of some of the West Bank Palestinians who were deported a couple of years ago. But they really want much more. They want the release of thousands of prisoners who are held by Israel, people they count as resistance fighters, not criminals. They also want restrictions on the freedom of movement lifted. 2 days ago, Scott, I crossed from Gaza into Israel on foot with an American passport. It took over 2 hours. For them, even thinking about getting out of Gaza is unrealistic.
Robert, you and I have both been reporters in the Middle East, and there's not a step of progress that can't be taken back in a single afternoon. Mm-hmm. Do you sense from Israelis and Palestinians there's something different now?
Well, it's hard to say. Experience really has inoculated these people against optimism. I have heard from people in Gaza, from Israelis of the left and the right, all of whom are convinced something will happen to throw the disengagement off track. It won't happen. A large number of people think it might be a good idea, but it's not going to happen. Even the question of where Prime Minister Sharon and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas should go next, what they should talk about next, is in dispute. So there's a lot of cause for doubt. On the other hand, they're talking. And by the standards of this conflict, it has been very quiet. So that is extremely hopeful.
NPR's Robert Siegel in Jerusalem. He'll be reporting from there next week for All Things Considered. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Scott.